Brothers and sisters, we must start listening again, first and foremost to the earth. But I want to focus our attention for a minute on what flies above us. Listen to the skies. Hear the drones. They constant fly all over Berkeley, and not she alone. And while they rush to think up commercial uses for them so as to desensitize us to their presence, never forget their primary purpose is surveillance. What does this tell us about what we should do in this moment, if not organize with our brothers and sisters to the concept that we have the right as global human beings to say that happiness means freedom from necessity and universal leisure established globally? In the July 20th, 2014 show, we said that steel was the necessary result of a totalitarian trajectory, by which I don't mean that the global state system of class is on a trajectory toward totalitarianism. No. What I'm trying to suggest is that a totalitarian system, which I believe class is by definition, takes a necessary path. And Polanyi, for example, using different language, is nonetheless describing the same underlying reality by calling our attention to the cycles of power encroachment on, abrogation, usurpation of our, we the people's, stuff, our spiritual, material, our mental turf. Followed, this is how the cycle goes, by our fight back to reclaim it. But what's never said is that we always get tricked with a substitution, the Bible for the land, flowery phrases for the earth that made us, which is what steel is doing here. In order to not be vulnerable to the dynamics of the con, we have to have no need for what power is selling. We have to be self-creating, generating. Point being, keeping our thought safe for states keeps it small. We aren't made for that. We aren't made for that. The system of ranking was a devastating experiment, born of unformed minds, with an all-consuming obsession and an all-consuming fear of not being good enough. And this all-consuming fear clung to its all-consuming mission to order the planet and prove it was the best. And it did this by learning how to bully the rest of us who held to a love that was broad and generous. And souls shaped in security knew not how to resist. And so we were punished for a love broad and generous, with a cruelty intended to make us believe that to hold to a love that was broad and generous was to ask for a beating and to be cursed as weak. And this punishment by fear, its effect so vampiric, its purpose a proof to salve a few damaged souls, in consuming ever more of us, now threatens the planet, now threatens our birthright by making us versions of them. So what we're talking about here, the whole point of these discussions is that to be part of our global transition to freedom, we cannot remain anymore as children.